The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Hi guys.
Welcome to the Tara and Johnny podcast. Hi, honey.
Hi. I miss you so much.
I miss you too.
It's been too long. I don't like this.
It's separation anxiety 100%.
Starting to get jealous after your vacation, seeing you on Instagram with another girl. You're cheating on me. Although
I'm not cheating, I promise. She's so jealous of you too because, like, we were, okay, so everyone, I went on vacation. I've saved up my air miles and was just like, let's go to the weirdest places in the world so that we can, you know, explore the rest of the world. So I went with my cousin Jackie, who is not my actual blood cousin, but she's
adopted
a cousin through my marriage, and she's my dear friend. So she and I were like, well, let's just go to weird places. So we chose Kyiv, Ukraine, because she has Ukrainian lineage. We went to Baku, Azerbaijan, which, for those of you that do not know, Azerbaijan is a former Soviet republic, and it's bordered by Iran and Georgia and Armenia, and it's on the Caspian Sea. It's in that area. And we went to Stockholm. And, honey, you've been to Stockholm, so you know how it goes.
I loved it. Let me just interject here.
Yeah.
We decided, because we obviously text a lot, but we decided we would not speak about your vacation or anything that's happened in the last 2 weeks before we started the podcast, just so we can get caught up on here with all of our listeners.
This podcast is really going to ruin our friendship because, like, Tara and I cannot
you
talk
hung
to one
up
another.
On me yesterday.
Because we kept talking and you kept telling me stories about things. And I was like, save it for the podcast.
But
because
you really
I wanted to be
did
fresh.
Hang up. I was like, hello? Hello?
I love you, honey. Bye. And I had to hang up on you because we kept talking and I was in danger of revealing
some of
the greatest stories of my vacation.
Okay.
And let me get right into one. Honey, you know how much I love to drink.
Yeah.
Sancerre. Sancerre. And, you know, it's not... I'm not an alcoholic. I don't drink every day. But when I do drink, it's not for the enjoyable taste of a beverage. It's so that I could tie one on. And when I'm on vacation, I love either laying on a beach and drinking. I love being mountainside and drinking and just getting into shenanigans and fun times. So one of the things that I've gotten into recently when I've been drinking is that, especially because I spend so much time in lonely hotels, I will go up to my room and be like, you know what? I'm going to go to the lobby, make sure the evening is done, make sure there's nobody I can pick on, and possibly take a walk outdoors. So despite being on vacation with Jackie, I went to my room, I put her to bed, and I was like, I'm just going to go and just see what Stockholm looks like.
By yourself?
By myself.
That is dangerous.
Yeah.
Johnny wandering the streets of Stockholm? With but all those
Stockholm.
Attractive men there, what did
well,
you do?
I think that's kind of the point. I think that's the underlying, you know, sort of demon here is that it's basically to see what sort of beautiful people I can see also drunk, because at that hour of the night, it was like 3 a.m. And, you know, I had to fly to Kyiv the next morning and like it was not the proper night to tie one on. But anyway, it had happened. And I go back down from my hotel room, and it's a beautiful hotel there, and they were super awesome at the Burns Hotel there in Stockholm, and I loved it. It's very boutique-y and whatever, so it feels very much like you're at home. So I basically went downstairs in a white fuzzy robe. It was chilly, so I had a white, you know, fuzzy vest on over top of my robe, and you know how much I feature white. And I had a white... white headscarf, and it was just a whole look, plus a hot pink Nike sneaker, which were a hit earlier that day on Instagram when I posted a picture just kind of strolling around. So anyway, I'm drunk. I'm going down. I'm just like, I will just walk up to the corner, you know, see what Stockholm looks like at 3 a.m. I'll
Did you tell
around.
Jackie where you were going?
No, I'd put her to bed already. I didn't want to bother
her. This
is
just so terrible. Go on.
You know, it's a bad decision. Nothing good happens after
1 a.m. Poor decision.
And also, like, we had just spent so much time in Brazil, and, you know, there you certainly couldn't go out at 1 a.m. and walk around, like, barely standing up. It was one of those situations where you kind of walk crooked.
Oh, my goodness. So what happened? This is the anticipation. I'm going to die.
I know. This is a lot of buildup. So I literally walk one block on cobblestones. I had the wherewithal to know sort of what was happening. I was like, okay, Johnny, you're drunk. And you should only walk one block, flip around, and go to bed. Take a shower, wash off your makeup,
and go to bed. That didn't happen.
It ended up happening, but the walk took longer than I thought it would.
Yeah,
so I get to the corner, and a woman comes up to me, and she points to herself in the chest and says gypsy. And gypsy is an offensive term that we no longer use, but that's how she referred to herself. We now, the proper term is now Roma or Romani. So a Roma woman came up to me. She pointed to herself, addressed herself as that. I obviously don't speak Swedish or whatever her native language was. I was drunk and alone and in a bathrobe and scared. So
what happened?
So here we go. So she does the universal sign where she wants me to give her money. She rubs her fingers together in the air.
Right.
I had just a room key and a smile to offer her. So I did not have cash on me.
An interesting look.
It's a real interesting fashion moment in my life. So I kind of just wave my hands and say no, because I figure, you know what? I've traveled a lot. Most people understand the word no. So then I'm still standing there like, oh, I feel so bad, but I'm going to turn my back on you. Please don't stab me as I walk away.
Right.
And she then looks me in the eye and points to my shoes, which hot pink Nikes will travel. They sell real well. So I'm like, you want my shoes?
Why you realize... are you like not just walking away?
Well, because I would have run and caused a scene. It was 3 a.m. I was alone in a terry cloth bathrobe.
You never do these things. Okay,
it's
go
stupid.
On.
It was a stupid, dumb decision
right.
that I made.
Okay, so then what did you have? Did you just volunteer your pink Nikes?
I didn't volunteer them. She asked specifically for them. She could have asked for my
mink
vest.
She could have asked for anything. You could have undressed.
I had a Louis Vuitton scarf on. But, you know, I think I'm a pretty nice guy in general. But when I'm drunk, I'm real nice to everybody.
Wait, where were you specifically? The Old Town is my favorite.
I was not in Old Town. We were kind of close by. It's hard to say. It's right downtown near the center of everything. It was a quiet little street boutique hotel. You know, they try to be like, oh, well, we're going to charge you $1 billion a night.
Right.
And, you know, we're like home, which they aren't. They're just really pretentious and lovely. So anyway, the Roma woman is now specifically asking for my shoes. So I climb out of my shoes into my bare feet.
Oh, my God.
And she then takes off her patchwork, I could say loosely as a description, her patchwork wedge heels.
Ooh.
That looked like they'd seen better days.
So probably not your size, huh?
Well, I put them on. I put a stranger's heels on.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
So
I wish we could have Instagrammed this.
I wish I had, like, my phone. I couldn't have even called for police because I didn't have my phone on me. I had a smile and a room key.
Okay, so you take her patchwork wedges.
Her nasty, like, there could have been mold in them.
Oh.
I washed my feet for like 30 minutes after this occurrence, but
yeah, definitely not hot soak after that one.
No. So I'll wrap this up quick because we have limited time. I've already gone for like a long time on this story when, you know, I'll get to the punchline. Anyway, I climb into her heels. She climbs into my Nikes. My Nikes definitely weren't her size, but somehow I squeezed into her patchwork wedges. She then produces a picture of a child that definitely was not her child. Like she had very dark hair. She was
The kid was blonde and blue eyes.
The kid was essentially blonde and blue eyes. She pulls out this like 4x6 of this, you know, little kid looking like they're posing for a Christmas photo, which probably is what the kid was doing when she fished this picture out of the trash can.
Right.
She shows it to me and then points to her heels. So not only does she want to steal my shoes, she wanted her shoes that she gave me to walk back to my hotel room and she wanted them back. So she took both shoes.
I think it's better. I would have let her, you know, I would have just said, here, keep your patchwork shoes and the Nikes. I'm going home.
Who wants to walk a city block on cobblestones, though, in bare feet? So the altercation ends. She then runs away. She flees the scene. And there I am, cold and alone,
shoeless,
on a Stockholm street, completely bare on my feet. And I had to run home. So drunk decisions aren't always the best ones. That's the moral of the story, and I wish it hadn't happened to me.
Johnny, did you get your diff eyeglasses.
I did. You know, I saw
got them
on
as
Mario
well.
Lopez.
I know you did. We became obsessed with these sunglasses. So go on. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, I mean, I saw them on Mario Lopez. They looked super chic and sexy. And now, especially with my like new short hair, I've been trying to figure out like how to accessorize my face because I don't have bangs anymore. And diff eyewear has been awesome.
I mean, they're so, so when I got them, I was so surprised. They're so well made and they look so nice. So I obviously, you know this, Johnny, when we go to Rio, I might bring 12 to 13. And you do too. You love sunglasses.
I love a sunglass.
We bring so many sunglasses. And what do I say? I'm so petrified to take them out because if I lose them, I feel so bad because they're so expensive. These, I'm going to get like 20 because they're half the price of a regular designer glass, but they look exactly the same and they're cool. Like I had, I don't know which ones you got. I got the ones that kind of have like a blue metallic-y tone to it, but like the everything's so thick about the, it's amazing. Which one did you get?
I got these amazing, they're like almost a black lucite cat eye with a purple lens. Like it's a whole new world for me because I usually go like really big and round and that's how I usually go. But this cat eye is super gorgeous. And what I love about Diff is that despite the great price point there, they...
Yeah, let me just jump in. So like it's $50 to $75. I mean, you know this, for a pair of sunglasses. Compared to, I mean, what are sunglasses? Like $500, $250?
Like $500
million.
Yeah.
Like millions of dollars. And now
like
we can have sunglasses
houses.
All day long.
No, these glasses are amazing because there's also a charity aspect to them. Diff, for it's a one-for-one program, basically. So when Diff sells a pair of glasses to you or I or our podcast friends, they immediately donate one pair of reading glasses for parts of the world that don't have immediate access to eye health care. So for a young person struggling in a village in Africa, for example, you buy a pair of sunglasses, look super chic, and they get the ability to read because they can finally see because Diff makes that possible, which is super awesome.
Do you have good
my
vision?
My mom, actually, my mom has vision problems and has worn glasses, you know, all 32 years that I've known her. So for her, she's really excited that Diff is actually coming out with prescription glasses later in the year. But because of our newfound love, we reached out to Diff and we got you guys
a code,
an amazing discount.
Yes. So you get 15% off if you use the code TJDIFF. And the website is DIFFeyewear.com.
Which you go there, you pick out your favorites, and really there are so many beautiful ones. Lots of colors, lots of choices.
But the thing
style
is,
for every
it's,
occasion.
You know, these designer glasses are that you go and that, you know, Johnny, we do. We love sunglasses and they're so fashion forward and you always kind of feel like, well, I have to get them because then when you look at the other glasses, you're like, eh, they're not that fashion forward. But these, they have so many cool styles, very fashion forward. And they just feel nice. Like, they're nice and thick and sturdy, and I'm all about these. You know where I went?
Where'd you go?
Montana.
Wow. What happened in Montana?
So much. I felt like I was in a movie because you see these beautiful places. Like, I have been all over, and I think that I've probably skated very nearby, but never, you know, we land in Billings and then drive for 2 hours into the middle of nowhere. So I've never seen anything like it, and it was magnificent. I thought it was so beautiful. Todd and I got there first before everyone else, and like we rolled up into this little ranch that was incredible. And
wait, now is this vacation or were you going for that speech thing?
No. This was vacation. So this was for God, it's been a while. It was for Labor Day. And we had these little cabins, and I'm still watching Lost, so sorry that I'm always referencing this. Yeah. But you know where the others' camp was?
Yes.
That's what our little like area looked like because we had like four or five other couples coming. It was a big group trip. And we had all these, I mean, not scary like the others camp in Lost, but it was like a cute others camp. And we had
a
all
cute
these
others camp.
We had all these little cabins around a big fire pit, and we'd like walk out into the morning and be like, "Good morning." And we'd all get like, that's essentially how I'd like to live the rest of my life. Just
on
get my friends and have cabins next to each other. And we get into our little, we had little golf cart thingies. And we ride to like the breakfast center and then the rec center. And so it was fun. We didn't literally go anywhere off the ranch. And we did very, adventurous things, especially
rustic.
For
I saw fishing.
Okay, so we fly fish. Oh my God, Todd.
Pony riding.
Johnny, Todd fell into the lake.
Of course he did. He's so tall. He'll get blown over.
So all of our friends come. I mean, we're all from LA and New York, and like, you know, I don't know how many of us really have gone.
You're not
and,
rustic people.
No, my dad is. Like, my dad is the, you know, the fly fisherman. He has his little get-ups. He's that guy. You know what I mean?
Right.
These guys that came, you know, really weren't. We had one guy that, like, shoots and whatever and was a little more comfortable in these surroundings. But it was just really funny to see everyone, came prepared in, like, Montana get-up. And I'd wake up and I almost felt like it was like we were putting on costumes. Oh, I have so many funny stories, Johnny. So anyway, so we go fly fishing and the guy is teaching us how to do it. And, you know, I'm taking this very seriously. And fly fishing is quite difficult. And you have to have, like, the right snap and all this stuff. And you can't hear it snap and whatever. So we're testing
it. Do you know
it.
The difference, though, between fly fishing and just regular fishing? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like that. I didn't either. It's just this it has these little fly-looking things on the end. And it's just,
instead of worm?
Well, you know, like, how a traditional, like, fishing rod, like, you kind of, like, back and forth and you cast it in and you leave it in there. Like, fly fishing is more of, like, you're constantly, like,
moving
and it's, like, going back and forth. And the way that the little fly at the end, like, flows through the water, I guess, gets the attention of the fish.
Fish are so stupid.
So I see Todd over there, and I'm like, oh, my God, what's happening? And I see him, like, sliding, falling into the pond. And I quickly, you know what I did? I took out my phone and tried to capture it on video.
Anyone else, you would have freaked out about their neck or something, but yeah. Todd Cat, because Todd Cat's such a cool dude, like to see him fall into a pond.
Well, what's so funny is that night at dinner, we all eat together, and my parents were there because my dad has been to this ranch and like kind of set up everything for us. And I hear Todd go, God, you know, my father-in-law must be real proud, like, because my dad's this, like, fisherman and, like, you know, does the clay shooting and, like, does all this stuff. And there Todd is, like, his son-in-law falling into the pond. I thought that was so funny. So anyway, we fly fish. My mom and dad, like, were at, what you do is you float the Yellowstone. So the next day we went out. Oh, Johnny. So my dad's like, come into this area. It's like the clothing fish. Well, no, what would that be? Like, what would that get up be called? I don't even know. But anyway.
Well, maybe this might be a proper time for me to drop into the conversation that a weir is a small fish pond.
I didn't know that.
Yep. That's what it is. Anyway, continue.
Okay. So
that's all I could think of, floating the Yellowstone. I was like, that's my last name.
So Johnny, first off, this is going to make me sound not so smart. But when my dad said floating the Yellowstone, initially I said, no, I'm not going to do that. We'll let the guys do that. That sounds dangerous. Because you know what I thought of? I thought of like
rapids.
Rapids on those logs. I thought we just stood up on
what?
Those. Like old school that I saw on, you know, like the logs, like just the
Like a log flume, but
yeah.
a natural log.
When you said float, it just made me think that. So I was like, I am not doing this. We pull up. It's a regular boat. So we get into the boat and we're floating the Yellowstone River. And you know me, like I am nuts. I'm like competitive. And so is my mom. So my mom and I are like floating next to each other. And I'm telling the guide, like, you got to go ahead. So we get the fish. And like the entire group was so competitive. We were all nuts. I don't know if we really enjoyed the thing. We were just trying to like catch
to
as many fish. I caught more fish than Todd.
How many fish did you actually catch, though?
I don't remember. I think like six. I can't remember. At this point, my mom caught my mom and dad won. My mom was like never sat down. She was so focused. I was like looking at my mom and dad, and I'm like, no wonder I'm nuts. No wonder I'm nuts. So anyway, and I felt at first Todd was in the back of the boat. And I was catching more fish. But a lot of the girls did better than the guys. Like, our 6'7" or 7-foot friend, I don't even know exactly his height, but
I've met him.
Yeah,
he's at least 8'3".
He's amazing. Like, the coolest guy ever, but he didn't catch one fish. And
well,
there's
he's so massive. The fish had to have been scared.
Yeah. So, anyway, so we did fishing, we did shooting, like where you do the clay discs and you shoot the clay discs. The guys.
Did that hurt your ears?
It hurt my shoulder. It's like hard. It like hurt my shoulder a little bit. Yeah. And then we went horseback riding. And what's so funny is, Johnny, both of us used to ride, but I was terrified. Okay, so we're pulling up, and I was like, I don't think I can do it, and I'm getting myself very upset. And when I get to that point of, like I'm so fearful of it.
Well, your voice gets really high.
Right, and you know me. I don't care. Like, I am 34 years old, and I will start crying in front of anyone. So there I am. Like, the tear is starting to, like, drip down my face as I'm watching these horses, because there was, like, 12 of us, and my dad gets on one, and it starts backing up and, like, acting all sorts of, like, upset.
Crazy.
And I'm like, I don't remember how to ride. It's been 20 years. Like, I'm going to fall off and break my neck. And then Amanda gets on a horse and it just leaves. So she is like calling back to us. And like the woman that's getting everyone else on doesn't hear her. And I'm like, guys, Amanda's gone. Like, her horse is gone. So anyway, we get on this horse. And this isn't just like riding anywhere. Literally, it was out of a movie. We go down this hill. And it's cattle everywhere. And then we, like, pave the way. We make a little path between them. And they start moving and making these, like, moaning sounds. And it was like, I am in a movie. Are we going to get charged at? What's going to happen? Then we, like, ride down to the river and we, like, get off our horses and then have lunch. But there was a bit of an issue. So you tie your horse.
This all sounds terrifying to me. I'm being quiet just because I am just sitting here in pure horror.
I have no idea how I did it. I mean, I was crying and then just got on and was like, I am going to do it. And so we go down to the river and we like tie up the horses. Well, one got sort of like spooked, and that made the three horses next to him like freak out. So all of a sudden they all are starting to try to unleash themselves. So you know me, safety first. I'm like, run to the river. Like, I don't care where my horse is going. I am like bolting as far. I'm like, I'll jump in if I have to. Like, that was our day. But it was really beautiful. Like, the scenery and just there is something about a sunset there. So Todd and I and the parents, both sides, are going to go for Christmas.
Every year?
Well, no. I mean, let's not,
okay,
let's
just,
not put
yeah,
that
let's
out
not
there
oversell
yet.
It just this year.
this year.
There's nothing like Big Sky Company, country. But, you know, when we come back from a short break, we're going to talk more about Big Sky, possibly about toothpaste and my haircut.
New haircut. Okay.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Joey.
I'm Phoebe.
I'm not doing this.
Come on.
Yeah, this is a shameless, exploitive attempt to get people to watch our show.
Exactly. Friends, Thursday nights, right here on NBC.
Would you stop? They've got us in our underwear. We're never going to be in our underwear.
We're not going to be in our underwear, are we?
Friends, between Mad About You and Seinfeld, Thursdays this fall.
Okay, Johnny, we're back. Enough
Hi.
About my Montana trip.
My European travels.
I feel like there's more stories, though, that you probably could delve into if you wanted to.
Well, here's the thing, and I've been kind of neglecting to talk to you about it because I don't know if God has forsaken me. I'm not quite sure why this has happened to me, but about 3 days after we got back from Rio, which in hindsight hasn't actually been that long ago, But I was having some dizzy spells.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Are you okay?
I am fine.
What are you going to drop? This is something you don't drop on the podcast to me, okay? if something's wrong, you immediately tell me and call me.
Well,
what are you going to say?
I mean, we have
angry.
Billions of listeners, and I want it to be fresh every time we talk to them.
Oh, great.
But I've had dizzy spells before in my life, but, you know, nothing really. It's like when you get up too fast from a couch or something.
Right.
But lately, since Rio, I've noticed that I've been having trouble if I turn my head in certain directions or if I lay in a certain way. So I went to the doctor. And I'm a little bit different than you in that way, where I will not immediately go to the doctor if, like, I have a sunburn or something like that. Like,
you wait too long.
Not too long, but I'll wait until it's actually, like, an issue.
I gotta go, yeah.
Yeah. So I was having trouble and I was dizzy a lot and I wasn't drinking.
This is karma, you know, right? This is
just
Go on. We'll explain later, listeners.
I want to explain to you. You can tell me about karma after, and that's okay. Why I haven't wanted to tell you, because I knew you would bring that up.
Well, you already said dizzy, so go on.
I have somehow contracted vertigo, and I didn't really understand what vertigo was until I went to the doctor, and apparently there are crystals in the ear tubes that get misplaced, and they're about balance and sound, obviously, but balance mainly. So apparently I have these crystals out of place, and I now have vertigo, and I have to go through therapy to try and
lodge it back into place.
Yeah, do exercises to move that ear crystal.
Is it back?
It's not back where it's supposed to be yet. I mean, I went on vacation and I was drinking, so I was too busy to do these exercises. But I have vertigo and I have trouble, like, bend over at the waist and I, like, bend down to kiss the puppy or something and I stand up again, I, like, nearly fall down. And, you know, I'm trying to make it through. But I swear it's because I've made so much fun of you for your inner ear disorder.
Yes. Is it crazy, first off, that we have matching inner ear disorders right now? So everyone, about 6 months ago, Johnny and I were filming in Florida, and I'm like, Johnny, like, I am dizzy. Like, I woke up dizzy. Like, the room was spinning.
But you know, it started before. It started in Brazil. I remember you were having trouble. Maybe Brazil gives people vertigo.
Maybe. So it was bad, though, and I would tell Johnny every morning, and he would laugh at me and anyone else I would say. He'd be like, she's a hypochondriac. Don't buy into this. She's fine. She thinks she has an inner ear disorder. And I was like, it was bad. So I finally went to the doctor, and they're like, you have Meniere's syndrome. So they, like, how they found out, they checked for the crystal thing, but then they give you a hearing test. And I guess in, like, my left ear, my low range hearing, it's not good, because whatever is like the water or the fluid or liquid that's in my inner ear is affecting that.
How gross is that to think about, fluid and stuff? It just makes me think of wax.
Ew. Yeah. So anyway, so the doctor had to put me on a water pill, and I've been struggling with this for, like, the last 5 months. What's really strange is I'm going to my doctor to check again today to see if it's any better, because they have me on a water pill and hopefully that, like, helps it. But these dizzy spells were crazy. I mean, you remember, Johnny, like, I was like really dizzy.
But I also didn't believe you, because mommy never believes when Tara has
I cry wolf kind of so ailment. Many times. But what's funny is, even in Rio, like, he just constantly makes fun of my dizzy spells and my so-called inner ear disorder. And I'll be like, I went to the doctors and it's called Meniere's syndrome, and you just laugh at me. So this is karma biting you in the butt right here. This is what's happening.
Is. But I mean, I don't even know what a Meniere is. I know what a veneer is.
No,
my dentist
you don't
has been
want
trying
Meniere.
To push those on me.
You do
I don't
not
want Meniere or veneer.
Meniere's syndrome. It is but, not fun.
But anyway, I love that we have matching disorders.
Right, as we should. It's like, you know, our cycle should be on the same day.
You know what they say about girls who hang out together too much? Their cycles will match up. Like, we're also going to be pregnant at the same time. You know, all that's going to happen. But given that I have, you know, full-blown vertigo and I'm having all these issues, I went with a very drastic move last week, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go full Britney Spears. I'm gonna cut off all my hair.
Well, not shave it.
Not shave it, but I was like, I don't want any of my hair anymore. It has all my bad secrets, it has bad habits in it. I'm done with my long hair.
I was very supportive of this decision. You text me all the pictures, I approved, and I think it looks great.
Well, thank you. It was a hard decision because, like, you know, Mariola, she likes it when I have a lot of hair so she can, like, just put more hair in my hair.
Right.
For appearances and stuff. And I was like, you know what? I just want to look like, a solid dude for a minute. I would like.
I like it.
I want to look like a boy. And I actually, we can tell everyone, like, I actually sent pictures of haircuts to Tara before I had it done, because it matters what my head looks like next to her head, because most of the time you only see us nipples up on television.
Yes.
And our television soon is coming soon.
I know.
So I wanted to make sure that you approved before I did it. But it's been a whole new world. Like, I put, you know, my shampoo on my paw, and I was lathering up. And when I went to actually put it in my hair, because I was used to a full mullet, like,
right.
You know, 8 inches of hair on top of my head. And, you know, I thank God every day that I still have hair. But, you know, my hands just slipped right off my head. Like, we're flexible. Like, my shoulders are pretty flexible. So I went, like, right hand to right side of head, shampoo to start lathering up. And right hand just slipped and went right over my head and hit the wall of the shower. Because
you're
it was
like, where is my hair?
Much.
Johnny,
where,
do you think you're going to bald? Do you think, like, in 20 years when we're commentating, you know, nationals, you're going to be bald? And, I mean,
I'll tell you what.
I'm going to be great.
This man over here, this guy, is never going to be bald. I will be full Sia wig before you ever see me appear anywhere bald. Like, right now, I'm going through the motions of, like, having consultations about Botox. Like, that's step A. If the baldness happens as well, I swear you'll never know.
Just a full wig.
Yep, just full wig. I could be anyone I want to be on any given day. But, you know, in my family, there is, like, a pattern of baldness, and I actually have, you know, a little bit stronger hairline than my little brother.
Yeah, you have a great hair.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of hair. It's very fine and very soft, like a small kitten. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm happy to have what I have, and I'll continue to grow it as long as I can. But there is a time and a place where I could be, you know, one of those cold, hairless cats.
I think that'd be cute.
Bald Johnny? Certainly
bald
not.
Johnny,
I mean,
yes.
There are lots of people in my life that I do not like that are bald, and it will remind me of them.
Johnny, Todd told me my emails are really bad. Do you think the way I write emails, I mean, Todd went to Brown. Like, of course his email is going to be perfect, okay?
Todd Kapp is so smart. And we barely went to school. So.
Are my emails, I mean, I like them to be casual. I don't want to, you know, therefore, if you will, as it were. Like, I'm not going to, like,
herewith, forthwith.
But he's like, Tara, your emails, you want me to fix that up for you? So that's the new thing. I just hand him my phone. I'm like, can you fix it up?
Well, here's the thing. You do that with some photos for Instagram, too. You want to make sure that they're filtered perfectly,
yeah,
and
like,
all that.
Fix it up.
And you hand it to Todd Kapp, which
he
I
does
totally
great
get.
With that shadow and highlight and
yeah, but
structure.
I mean, that's like the best thing about like being with a smart person is they can do all of that stuff for you. But your emails leave a bit to be desired. Like, I despise email.
You don't even write them. So yours are just as bad because when you do, you write them like I do. You're just like, thoughts, like, spewed out.
Thoughts.
No periods.
But at least I, like, I spell things and I use big words. Like, you just kind of like, send.
Yeah.
And,
no, the problem, so the spelling, this is the thing. Sometimes I write so fast. You know how, like, the can turn into get or whatever if you're not careful?
Vice versa turns into Versace. That happened to me the other day.
I don't look. So, like, I send it and then, like, 20 minutes later I read back, oh, have they responded? And I look and I'm like, oh, wow, that makes no sense. Like, the was supposed to be get and, like, it was just I have a problem with emails. I don't care about them.
And for this part of this bridesman situation thing that you've done, because, like, I'm part of the group, you attached me to an email
and you
chain
hated
that
it.
You know I won't. I hated
you
it.
You responded. Like, you're going to. You're going to like it.
No, because I don't know how to make sure everyone can see what I'm writing. I don't know how to, like...
You did fine.
I did it right?
Yes.
Okay,
you did
well,
it right.
That's the one and only, like,
I'm
going
to need you
chain.
Part of this process because these girls are incredible, but you really just sometimes lay down the law with me, and I will need that.
Well, I'll certainly do that, but I'll talk directly to you. I don't need to, like, harass and sass you in front of your best girlfriends. That's rude.
No, but we have to, like, plan things. Johnny, there's a lot. When you said yes to be my bridesman, you have no idea what you said yes to.
I will go out tomorrow and get a giant prescription bottle of Valium, and we'll all be good.
Oh, man.
But, you know, on that Valium note, we have to reach out. And thank all of you for listening. It's been a wonderful podcast. We love that all 361.2 billion of you listen to our podcast. And special prayers go out this podcast to our friends and our love of New York City getting over that recent bombing. We're with you guys and praying for you.
Yeah, it's crazy. And Chelsea, I mean, obviously I'm not living there anymore, but I used to walk past 6th Avenue and in the 20s every single day. So it's crazy to think.
Yeah, but we're with you and we hope everyone stays vigilant and takes care of everyone around them and watches out because it's a terrifying world we live in. But we are so thankful for all of you for tuning in to Tara and Johnny, the podcast. We can't wait until the next one. And as always, you can follow us on Instagram at Tara and Johnny at Johnny G. Weir, at Tara Lipinski, and give us your comments and things that you want us to talk about and cover. Honey?
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right. We love you. Bye.
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.